AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hoping to cash in on his youth, Marco Rubio is about to enter the presidential race. The 43-year-old Florida senator is expected to promise to move politics beyond the past, while at the same time jabbing at both Democratic favorite Hillary Clinton and his one-time Republican mentor, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. AP correspondent Tony Winton reports Rubio is the latest to seek the GOP party nomination.
Marco Rubio told donors he is uniquely qualified to bring the GOP message to voters, but he faces some long odds, including a likely bid by Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor who was one of Rubio's mentors.
Rubio spoke as Clinton was traveling to Iowa on her first trip as a candidate. Now that the 2016 presidential campaign is underway, watchdog groups say billions of dollars will be spent trying to influence the outcome.
This one is expected to break records set in the last one.
In 2012, we had a $6.3 billion election cycle for all federal races.
Sheila Krumholtz at the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks donations and campaign spending, says the sheer number of potential White House candidates drives the flow of money.
That allows them to pretend that they're not really candidates yet and therefore set up, establish super PACs.
She says the legislative and legal landscapes continue to change in favor of donors, some of whom are not required to disclose the sources of their cash, the so-called dark money. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Jody Arias will never go free.
It is ordered. The defendant shall be incarcerated in the Department of Corrections for the rest of her natural life with no possibility of parole.
Arias is going to prison for the murder of her off-again, on-again boyfriend in 2008. This is AP Radio News. Justin Wilson is filing a lawsuit against the police department in North Charleston, South Carolina, and against Officer Michael Slager, the patrolman charged with killing a black motorist recently. He's doing so for using excessive force against him 2 years ago.
Without proof of such acts, the word of police officers always taking over the word of victims forced to endure these violent acts.
Prosecutors charged a reserve sheriff's deputy in Oklahoma with manslaughter today in the death of an unarmed man who was fatally shot as they lay on the ground at the officer's feet. 73-year-old Robert Bates, who is white, thought he drew a stun gun, not his handgun, when he fired at 44-year-old Eric Harris, a black man. A video of the incident was shot by deputies with sunglass cameras. No verdict on day five of deliberations in the murder trial of former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.